This is the Composer's Datebook for January 4th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1961, the New York City Ballet presented a new work scored by a 35-year-old composer named Gunther Schuller, who was conducting the pit orchestra. On stage, in the middle of the green and purple-garbed dancers, were four additional musicians, namely the Modern Jazz Quartet, decked out in their usual white ties and tails. Schuller's score, entitled Variants, was an attempt to fuse modern music and jazz into a style he labeled third stream. I had this idea of the first and second streams, classical and jazz, getting married and giving birth to a child, which is the third stream, so recalled Gunther Schuller years later, ruefully noting that today one would have to call it the 10,000th stream, as composers have since introduced a multitude of ethnic folk and vernacular music into the mix as well. But back in 1961, the idea of third stream attracted a lot of press, though not all of it favorable. The New Yorker, for example, thought it odd that the MJQ sat like a quartet of hunters in a duck blind, anxiously shooting out carefully calculated notes. Time magazine wrote, Schuller's score was the essence of the cool, spare, fragmentary, but resembling jazz only in its rhythmic drive. If this was the third stream, one reviewer concluded, it never seemed to be flowing anywhere. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.